Thank you and good morning. Fire news dominates the headlines as we begin the new week. Dozens of fires have been sparked by lightning strikes across the region since last Thursday. And for the residents of Hayfork, Higham Palm, and other areas to the east and along Highway 36, evacuation orders have been given. The fire, called the Fork Complex, is burning in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, as well as the Yolabali Forest up to the Trinity Alps. It has scorched more than 25,000 acres in the Hayfork Ranger District. More than 800 personnel have been assigned to the blaze, and the fire is burning in heavy timber and heavy brush. Fire officials and local emergency responders held two public meetings in Hayfork on Sunday to update residents on fire activity and fire suppression efforts. Near Ruth Lake, more than 600 fire personnel are battling a complex of five fires that were ignited by lightning last week. The fires, called the Mad River Complex, have burned more than 5,600 acres, including the lands around Ruth Lake, and prompted the sheriff's office to issue an evacuation advisory for residents of Blocksburg. An evacuation center has been set up at the Alder Point Fire Hall for residents who have voluntarily evacuated. As of this morning, no mandatory evacuation orders have been issued. Some of the fires in the Mad River Complex are burning in very remote areas, and it will take some days to access those blazes. The current focus from fire officials is on the preservation of property and life. The Humboldt-Delnort unit of CAL FIRE is fully engaged in suppression efforts, and the Red Cross is on standby to assist as well. More personnel are expected this week to battle at least 70 fires ignited by lightning. More lightning-caused fires are burning to the north, and just south of the Oregon border, one fire has claimed the life of a firefighter assigned to that blaze. According to the Associated Press, 38-year-old National Forest firefighter David Rule was alone in a vehicle scouting for areas to stage firefighters and equipment in the Modoc National Forest when he was overrun by the blaze. Rule's body was recovered on Friday, and the Frog Fire has burned about 3,500 acres. Closer to home, the Queen Fire, which ignited last week near Pequon, has been completely contained after it burned 160 acres. And in Mendocino County, the Mendocino Lightning Fires are nearing full containment as well, after having burned just over 100 acres near Willits and Brook Trails. The wildfires have forced the partial closure of roads and highways in the fire areas. You're encouraged to check road conditions before you set out and plan on driving through those areas. In more positive news, the Arcata Fire Protection District has received a federal grant that will allow the district to hire more firefighters. The grant from the Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response, SAFER, came from FEMA and will provide just over $1 million in grant funding for a 2-year period. Arcata Fire is in the midst of a modernization program that includes the construction of a new station, the refurbishment of the Arcata Station, and the hiring of additional staff. The grant will allow for the hiring of 3 new firefighters for the Mad River Station and allow the downtown station to be staffed by 3 full-time professional firefighters. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police responded to a report of a burglary in progress at a residence in the 2500 block of California Street late Friday night. The caller to 911 reported that the neighbor's house was being burglarized, and when police arrived, they initially established a perimeter. They could see the suspect, 31-year-old convicted felon Thomas Prince, moving through the house. Eventually, Prince became aware that officers were on scene and first tried to flee through a window where he was confronted by police, and then through the front door where he met more officers. Prince eventually surrendered and was arrested and booked for burglary, being a felon in possession of a firearm and parole violations. The Humboldt County Director of Economic Development has 2 weeks left on the job, and then it's off to Placer County for a new job. Jacqueline Debitz announced her resignation last week, and she said in a phone interview that she views the job outside of Sacramento as a new opportunity and adventure for her and her family. Debitz is a native of Humboldt County, and she will focus on economic development for projects that extend from the Sacramento Valley to Lake Tahoe. The sheriff's office is investigating an attempted suicide at the county jail that sent an inmate to the hospital with a broken pelvis last week. The inmate was being returned to his housing unit in the jail when he sprinted away from a deputy corrections officer and jumped over a railing. He then fell to the floor and suffered a fracture to his pelvis that did not require surgery. The inmate remains on suicide watch in the jail. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.